News. Trending now. Trending now.
'N mooi weer en warm dag. Dit gaan gedeeltelik bewolk raak oor dele van die Noordwes. Pretoria vandag op na 25, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela en Polokwane 27, en Malagleni 26 en Rustenburg op na 31 grade.
In Sandton, 'n ongeluk op die M1 sy, dis voor die Marlboro-Rylaan afrit, verkeer is ewig ontwrig.
Swani burgemeester sal jy Brink en lid van die burgemeesterskomitee oor gemeenskapsveiligheid Grandi Tennyson bied vandag 'n veiligheidsindaba aan om maniere te bespreek om belangrike infrastruktuur reg oor die hoofstadgebied te beskerm teen aanvalle en vandale. Verteenwoordigers van die veiligheidssektor sal ook deel wees van die indaba tesame met lede van die staat. Swani het gewaarsku dat aanvalle op infrastruktuur die hoogte inskiet met wat dienslewering in die wintermaande moontlik erg kan belemmer. En in Kenia het die dodetal nou tot minstens 45 geklim nadat 'n damwal naby 'n dorp in die Skeurvallei gebars het. Die land gaan gebuk onder erge stortreën en vloede. Die ramp verhoog die dodetal oor die maart tot mei reenseisoen in Kenia wat nou op meer as 120 staan. Reënval in Oos-Afrika staan swaarder as gewoonlik as gevolg van die El Niño weerpatroon. Ek Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, Mamelodi Sundowns are just one result away from claiming a seventh consecutive DStv Premiership title. They extended their unbeaten run to 47 league games, beating TS Galaxy 3-0 at Loftus. Sundowns are 13 points clear of second place Stellenbosch and could wrap up the league title against Kaizer Chiefs on Thursday with six games to spare. FIFA President Gianni Infantino, meanwhile, has congratulated Sundowns on their qualification for the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup. They were knocked out of the CAF Champions League semi-final by Esperance, losing the tie 2-0 on aggregate last Friday. Despite that heartbreak, they still booked their spot at the tournament after Al Ahly eliminated TP Mazembe in the other semi-final. It means Sundowns qualify via the ranking pathway. Nigeria yesterday confirmed the appointment of Finidi George as head coach of the Super Eagles. George is a former UEFA Champions League winner with Ajax during his playing days and was already interim coach after Jose Pesero resigned after the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations. And that's right. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, also loves the game. He signed a new two-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, makes him the NFL's highest-paid tight end. The 34-year-old helped his side to an overtime Super Bowl victory in February over the San Francisco 49ers. How much is his deal reportedly worth, I hear you ask? $34 million. That's 635 million rand. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
I don't know what it means, but I'll be a tight end for that kind of money.
Yeah, yeah, it's good money.
Whichever position he plays there. Jackarid FM plays more.
Goes to plan. You stub your toe, break your can.